With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has a vision that sees the war-tattered Gaza Strip transformed into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East. Under his plan, the U.S. would assume ownership of Gaza, relocate the Palestinians while the region is redeveloped, the plan to include housing for the Palestinians. Mr. Trump says it could be, in his word, phenomenal. The president moving closer to banning transgender males from participating in women's or girls' sporting events.
On his first day in office, the president signed an executive order declaring it is the policy of the federal government that there are only two sexes, male and female. Now he's set to sign another order to keep biological males out of women's sports. It's a move that would affect educational institutions that receive federal funding.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. southern border getting more secure by the day, with the Texas National Guard granted greater authority over immigration enforcement.
The National Guard soldiers can arrest and detain people for entering the U.S. illegally from Mexico under an agreement with the Trump administration that expands the military's role in immigration enforcement. The new authority is a shift for the Guard and the military broadly, which has been limited to a supporting role for the Border Patrol. Texas Pact with U.S. Customs and Border Protection gives the Guard full authority to investigate, arrest, and detain migrants for purposes of deporting them, but they must work under the supervision of a CPB official. John Scott reporting.
Another of President Trump's cabinet nominees has won Senate confirmation. Pam Bondi is the new U.S. Attorney General, vowing to enforce the law free of political considerations. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 92 points. NASDAQ futures off 141 points. This is SRN News. The Trump administration going after anti-Semitism on campus.
The Department of Education says it will probe harassment of Jews at Northwestern, UC Berkeley, Columbia, Portland State, and the University of Minnesota. Ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023, anti-Semitism has been surging on America's college campuses, and Jewish leaders say administrators have failed to do enough about it. President Trump is also forming a special task force on anti-Semitism in higher education. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is telling hospitals that they would be violating state law if they stop offering sex change operations to children in response to an executive order from President Trump. James told healthcare facilities in a letter this week that refusing to provide the treatments would violate New York's anti-discrimination laws. Mr. Trump has ordered federal agencies to take steps to make sure that hospitals getting federal funds end the chemical and surgical mutilation of children. SRN News. Since taking office, President Donald Trump has rigorously worked to enforce his agenda within the federal government, and the public appears supportive of his efforts.
The 45th and 47th president boasted a 53% approval rating in his second week in office, according to a Napoleon News survey released this week. Voters without college degrees and those with bachelor's degrees gave him a 56% approval rating, while postgraduate degree holders gave him 40%. Voters backed his deportation efforts 63% to 33%. A further 65% backed his decision to reinstate military service members who refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, while 62% support the order that federal workers return to the office in person. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Police in New Albany, Ohio, near Columbus, say the suspect they seek in last night's shooting at a cosmetics warehouse worked at the facility. One person was killed, five others wounded in last night's attack. More details, SRNNews.com.